Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is worthy, saints. He is so worthy to be praised. This is Treasures and Earthen Pestles. This is Counselor April Irwin, and I'm coming back on to share with you what God has for us as the body of Christ globally. I'm happy to be back on. I just give God the praise for Pastor Barbara Burris allowing me to have this time to speak to you guys globally. I just give God the glory and the honor and the praise for what he's doing. And so we give God praise for what he's about to do and what he's doing now. You will see miracles that will take place and things that you have been praying and seeking after. You're going to see God is going to open it up for you. He's going to open up blessings that you did not exactly expect for him to show up. And so I praise God for keeping me and for keeping the body of Christ through the storm of life. If you're going through a struggle right now, I say to you, consult God. Cry out to him in prayer. Meditate on the word of God daily. And get and hook up with people who have a relationship with Jesus Christ that can encourage you and that can pray with you and that can let you know that there is hope. If you just hold on to God's unchanging hand, there is hope. I'm going to pray now, and I pray that whoever is out there listening to what God has to say through me, that you would be able to receive tonight. God, I just give you glory and honor and all the praise for what you have already done, for what you will do in your kingdom. I ask, God, that you would just allow the Holy Spirit to overflow and to take and recover all in the name of Jesus. Whatever your people is lacking globally, through their trials and their tribulations and their sufferings, God, I ask that they would get back to the foot of the cross, that you would save them, you would direct their path, and that you would allow them to know that they have assignment to do, God. I ask you, Lord, that you would quicken in their spirits and their hearts, that they would pine and seek after you. We just give you glory. Now I ask you, God, that you would speak through me tonight, and you would allow your anointing and the blood of Jesus to flow globally from every country, every land, every town, every city, and every area, in the darkest places, in the prisons, in the jails, in the hospitals, on the street corners, and the church ministries, God, we ask that you would allow your people to hear what thus says the Lord through me and Jesus, all the righteous things. I give God the glory and the honor and all the praise. Amen. We just give God the glory. Amen. I just give God praise for what he's doing. God is righteous, and he's just able to be praised in the midst of your sufferings and your pains and just things that you're going through. God is literally able to do everything else. And so what we have to do is seek and chase after him. No matter what we see and hear and what people are saying and doing in our space, we have to just seek and chase after him. I'm going to sing a song. I don't have any music, and there were difficulties with the broadcast with the music area, so I will just sing a song, a little bit of when I'm chasing after Jesus, and I go into the secret place that's called there, And God begins to minister to my spirit in my secret place, in my secret room. And so I want to sing a little bit of this, and then I will go into what God has for you guys to hear through me. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. God is worthy to be praised. No matter what you're going through or what you're up against, God wants us to not stress, not get upset, no matter what we see, what people are saying and doing. And he wants us to trust him. And like Proverbs 3 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not into thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We give God the glory and the honor and the praise. My topic tonight is how to stay healthy in the kingdom. Hallelujah. I have several scriptures I'm going to be coming from, and I'm going to read out of the King James tonight and the International Version Bible as well. And if you could turn your Bibles to Mark 1, and we're going to talk about what God has given to me, how to stay healthy in the kingdom. Hallelujah. God is worthy to be praised. We give God the glory. We give him the praise. And Mark 1, it says, Mark 1, chapter 1, verses 15, and it reads and saying, the time is fulfilled, hallelujah, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. The Lord is saying the time has come, and he says, the kingdom of God is near. We have to repent and believe the good news and the good gospel. And if you can, how to stay fit in the kingdom, I'm going to come from Daniel, and we're going to compare, I'm going to kind of give the basis of Daniel And we're going to go to Daniel. And basically, I'm going to talk a lot about Daniel and how we need, as believers, need to stay fit in the kingdom. Without the body being healthy, you cannot minister to no one. You cannot serve nowhere if the body and the mind and the soul and the spirit is not healthy. You will not survive if the body and the mind and the soul and the spirit is not hooked up and being on one accord. And so you can't serve anywhere. And so this is a time period that pastors and apostles and prophet and prophetess and teachers and men and women of God that come in and out of the storehouse is the church or the ministry. They come in and out and they begin to serve in different capacities. We have one body, but there's different parts to the body. And so whatever capacity that you serve in, you have to be able to be healthy so you can go back to Christ, Jesus Christ, to get what you're supposed to have to go out to serve and to minister and help others. And if you're unhealthy, well, then you can't do it. I'm going to, it's the book of Daniel, and I'm just going to tell you the storyline. I don't know if I'm sure we have people on here that are not Bible scholars, and the people that are, I just want to bring this back to you, just kind of give you some details of the book of Daniel. And this is the book of Daniel is coming the period of the Babylonian times, and it's approximately 605 to 538 B.C. And Daniel is literally blessed. He's faithful to God in a challenging setting, in the challenging times. And so as I read the whole book of Daniel, I'm just going to summarize a little bit of what the book of Daniel is. And Daniel, along with others who were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, are taken from their homes in Jerusalem to serve the king of Babylonia. And Daniel, you know, has a talent. And he has the ability to interpret dreams. And so he goes, and they take them and they hold them captive and in prison, and they go through a period of struggling and challenging time and some suffering times and some hard times. And I know a lot of people are in this day and time because of the economy, they're going through some hard times and they're suffering. And then they're going through with the children and the grandchildren and the spouses and the friends and the money and on the jobs and with just holding a position in the kingdom of God, there's a challenge there. And then you have health issues and people go through mental issues and they just go through so much, but it's all for the kingdom of God. And it's all to get you where you're supposed to be and why you were created to be on this earth. And so we go back to the story and how Daniel, you know, has the ability to interpret dreams, and he endures and all the suffering of King Nebuchadnezzar. And Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego is in trouble. when they disobey an order of the king, and they're punished, and they're thrown into the furnace where they are literally protected by angels, and that's Jesus Christ. And so the Babylonian king, which is Nebuchadnezzar, you know, he throws his party, and he throws his party, and someone steals the cup. And he literally sees writing on, he literally sees something on the wall, and it's writing. And Daniel interprets it for him. And so, you know, Daniel is tricked, you know, by the guards and everything, trying to basically, you know, you go through trouble, and the people, the guards or whoever in the prison, they seem to be your friend, and then they turn their backs on you, and that's what happened to Daniel. And so he ended up in the lion's den. And God protected him. He literally goes in and he ministers to Daniel. And he protects him. And Daniel goes through a period of prophetic visions and dreams, and God literally comes in and he speaks to his heart. But through it all, through all the sufferings and the trials and all the challenge that Daniel's put through, he's blessed in the end because he endures. And he learns how to eat. He learns how to pray. And he learns how to trust God through his suffering. Just trust God. And so we go to Daniel 3:17. And it reads, If it be so, our God who we serve is able to deliver us from the burning, fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O God, O King. And so, if God said he's able to do exceedingly abundantly all that he tells us that he's going to do, he's going to do it. He may not come in your timing or our timing, but he's right on time. And so we just have to literally just press in and know how to press in. Then if you go to chapter 6, verses 22, it reads, my God has sent his angels and has shut the lion's mouth. Hallelujah. They that have not hurt me for as much as before him innocently were found in me. And also before thee, O King, have I done no hurt. So God has sent angels to come in and shut the lion's mouth. And God has allowed Daniel to not be hurt in the midst of it. And so the book of Daniel, basically God takes his people, I mean, allows him to go through periods of suffering and bad times, and at the same time, God has a purpose and a calling and a mission for all the struggles and all the trials that a person goes through. So we ought to be like Daniel in the Bible. Daniel went and he gave up certain things that he was eating that was out of order. He gave it up in order to honor God. And so in the time that he was in prison, he came and it has to be, I know Daniel said, I'm just analyzing it, saying, Daniel could look back and say, this got to be more than this. I can't eat this. And so Daniel honored God by eating the proper meals. And I don't know if you have, but if you go to Daniel chapter 10, it explains what he ate, how he ate, and what he had to do to endure. And he had to literally eat properly so the anointing could kick in and so he could help and serve his people, God's people. And so if you have a relationship with Christ, you cannot eat the same. You can't eat pork. You can't eat fried chicken. A lot of things you can't eat because, not because it is unhealthy, but because if you want to stay hooked up with Christ, you have to eat certain meals so the anointing can kick in. And you can't go minister on a fried chicken belly. You know, you just can't do that. But Daniel went, and what he did was he didn't eat anything that would harm his body and corrupt his body. We should stop eating junk. When I say junk, I'm saying chips and sodas, and I mean, every now and then is okay, you can have your treat, but every day, we as the body of Christ have to stop eating pork, red meats, and things that doesn't have that doesn't come from the ground. Basically, if we have a relationship with Christ, you go into prayer and you've been eating all this unhealthy foods and stuff, you can't, your blood pressure, you begin to have diabetes and blood pressure and cholesterol, and all these sickness and diseases will come upon you because you are not eating properly. You're putting all this food that is high in saturated animal products, okay? You're eating stuff with additives and things, I say steroids, that blow you up so quick. So when we actually go and grocery shop or we're going out to eat, we should eat more of the fruits and vegetables, more of the plants, what God has for us. And if you go to Genesis 1, see, God wants us to really be healthy. You got to stay healthy. A lot of times, we as the body of Christ, we are the worst ones in the hospital. We are the ones in the hospital, and a lot of times sickness and disease come upon us because of our imbalance of what we put in our bodies. You know, what we don't do, and I'm guilty of that, but God has delivered me from that, and I am healthier, and I am better, and I have a lot of energy, and I feel good. If you go to Genesis 1, 29, it reads, "And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all and of every tree and which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be meat." Hallelujah. So God gave Daniel seed. He gave Adam and Eve. He gave all of us, the people that was placed here on earth. He gave us feed the bearing plants to sow and to eat. God allowed Daniel to eat fruits and grains and vegetables and no additives, no animal products during this time that Daniel was suffering. And so we as the body of Christ should try what he tried. And that is when you're eating healthy and you're putting the right thing in your body, you begin to have that energy. You begin to be able to tap into the Holy of Holies because your body is healthy and you can tap into the Holy of Holies and not get tired, because the anointing will come up on you and just blow your mind like never before. You go to Daniel 1 and 11 to 16. It reads, "Then said Daniel to Belzer, who's the prince of the Ekonites, had set over Daniel, provide thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with thy servants." So he consented to them in this matter and provided them 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, their countenance and appearance, fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Hallelujah. Thus Belzer took away the portion of their meat and the wine they should drink, and gave them pulse. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so Daniel, he tells the guards to test the servants 10 days. Don't give them anything but fruits and vegetables. Well, vegetables and drink H2O, which is called. Give them water. Then compare outer appearance with the young man who eats food. Who eats the animals and treats the servants according to what you see. And so I'm telling to the body of Christ, I'm talking to the body of Christ and the people that don't, I hope and pray that you will take heed to what God is saying, is that we have to treat our bodies like the holy temple, and we have to do like Daniel did. And in order for Daniel to interpret dreams and come under a prophetic umbrella, he had to literally stop eating meat that would put on extra pounds or allow him to be heavier. Because when you eat a lot of the red meat, it doesn't digest in your system. It takes days sometimes to digest that. And you feel so heavy. You feel so heavy. And when you try to tap into the Holy of Holies, it's hard because you're so heavy. You didn't ate all this meat. And you just like, oh, God, just help me, you know. But if you would eat some substance, some vegetables, some fruits, and start off, but then you can add a little poultry, you can add a little seafood in there, and basically you just eating light, because you don't know, you may run into somebody in the grocery store. You have to intercede and begin to minister to them, But if your stomach, if you feeling uncomfortable, you just, oh, I'm lack of energy, oh, I'm so tired, then you cannot really tap into the Holy of Holies properly without getting so exhausted. And so that's what Daniel did, because in order to hear from God, the body and the mind and the soul and the spirit have to be on one accord. It has to be healthy. It has to be in alignment with Jesus Christ. And I know that God created us to enjoy, to have abundance of food, abundance of things to eat, you know. But we, as the body of Christ, we overeat. We don't handle our bodies properly. And that's why you see a lot of obese children and everything else. It's not understandable. But if you go to Luke 12 and 22 and 29, and it says, be not anxious for what you shall eat or drink, or what you should wear and clothes on your body, but just trust God. And another text is Corinthians 3 and 16. The body is the holy temple. And so you are what you eat. If you don't eat fruits and vegetables, pray often and love a lot. And that's how you can stay in the kingdom of God and being healthy. If you have not gone to your doctor, I would say go to your doctor, exercise, get the right nutrients, take what you're supposed to take on a daily basis, and put something in your system, fruits and vegetables, that you, so you could be able to serve and to help and minister to others, and you won't get so burnt out in the mind and the body if you're eating improperly. You're not eating what you're supposed to. And the less sugar and starches, processed foods that you're going to eat, you shouldn't eat, you know. You shouldn't eat a bunch of sugar or starches. But if you consult back to your doctor, if you don't have a doctor, consult a dietitian, a nutritionist, and seek and chase after the kingdom of God. I give God the glory for being able to come on and minister to you. It says I have 60 seconds on the broadcast, and we have to take care of the body. We have to take care of the mind, the soul, and the spirit by eating properly and doing like Daniel did. And you got the scriptures, and I would say go back and get the proper exercise, and if it's going outside, walking around the house or down the street, but you have to get some exercise. Not only that, you have to set boundaries in dealing with the body of Christ and ministering to the people. You have to set boundaries so your mind and your body and your soul will not get so exhausted and tired. And if we don't take care of ourselves, nobody else will. And then you want a legacy to live on if you're in position globally or in your hometown or wherever you're planted. That body, that mind, that soul, and that spirit have to be hooked up on the outside and the inside, where you're getting the proper nutrients and care within the body, that you will be able to tap into the Holy of Holies. You'd be able to go into areas where other ministers are not able to go into the Holy Spirit, because your body is getting what it has to have, and that is eating fruit, vegetables, a little chicken, turkey, a little bit of fish. You know, you can have a lot of that. That's abundantly. You can have a lot of that. But if you go onto the internet, and search engine, and you can put in there. There's a lot of biblical diets that people do to tap into the Holy of Holies to get them to a place where they can totally trust God in their storm. But if the body is not, the mental body, the emotional, the body itself is not healthy, you're going to die. And they say that person has died of high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes. All these different sickness will come up on you if you don't eat properly, if you don't exercise. And also, you have to get the proper sleep. You're supposed to get 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night. So it has to. You have to set boundaries. Have these people to stop calling at a certain time for prayer and counseling and ministering to people. You're going to have to set boundaries here so the body will be healthy and will be healed in Jesus' name. And so I use the example of Daniel because in the time of his suffering, and if you go through the book of Daniel itself, you can take your time and read chapter for chapter and reflect upon what Daniel did in the wilderness experience and how he literally started eating properly so he can tap into the Holy of Holies. So his assignment, what God had ordained for him to be here on this earth, could take place. And so he was in proper alignment with the Lord, the Holy Spirit, showed him and told him what to eat and what not to eat so he can tap into the Holy of Holies to prophesy and to interpret dreams. And so we as the body of Christ have to do like Daniel did. And the scriptures that I used was Proverbs 3, the third chapter. I used Mark 1. Genesis 1 and 29, Daniel, the whole chapter, Luke 12, 22 to 29 verses, Corinthians chapter 3 and 16. I give God the glory for what he has done. I pray that you would go and get yourself checked out with a doctor, a nutrition, a dietitian, and try to eat balance-based meals. Try to put substance in your body and so you can be able to tap into the Holy of Holies, coming, going in with victory, coming out with miracles. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And then I pray that you would set boundaries as you go and serve and minister to other men and women. I pray that some pastor, some apostle, some teacher, some counselor, some man or woman of God who's hearing this broadcast tonight would chase and seek after Jesus Christ and put some substance in your body. Put the word in your spirit, in your soul, in your mind, in your body, and activate miracles in someone else's life. Know that the sufferings and the struggles is not yours. It is to go out and tell somebody about the glory of God. There is a king and a queen inside of each and every one of you guys. There is anointing. There is the Holy Spirit that lies dormant within you. It is up to you as a believer in the body of Christ to activate it and chase after the kingdom of God. I give God the glory and the honor and the praise for what he just did. I ask God that you would touch the lives and the hearts of your people and they would seek and chase after you. They would eat properly and they would literally put some substance in their in their body, soul, mind, and spirit. We give God the praise and the honor today. We ask you, God, that you would bless Sister Pastor Barbara Burris, and we give God the praise. Amen. I pray that you have a blessed Saturday night and enjoy and go to someone's church if you're not active. Get into a biblical-based church. Repent, because the kingdom of God is at hand. Glory be to God. God bless. Amen.